Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
It has been nearly 20 years since number one New York Times bestselling author Jan Caron introduced us to Mitford, North Carolina, the fictional small town that takes care of its own. With the novel At Home in Mitford, Caron launched a widely popular series featuring a crazy quilt of saints and sinners. Now she returns to Mitford in a publishing event. The new novel is entitled Somewhere Safe with Somebody Good. It is a new Mitford novel. It is published by Putnam, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Jan Caron back to the roundtable. Jan, thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
Thank you, Joe. Glad to be here.
So nice to have you with us. So let me ask the question that I'm sure you have been asked more times than you can imagine over the last few weeks, and that is, the intention was to leave this place, and now you are back. So what brought you back?
Well, because I got homesick for it, actually. We went away after novel nine, we went away to Holly Springs, Mississippi, where he resolved some really wounding issues of his young life. Then we went to Ireland, and now we're back home. I wanted to be there. My readers really wanted to be there, and they made this very known to me.
So is there a pressure? I mean, when they make it known, is there a pressure?
Oh, well, I can't say that I do everything my readers want me to do, but typically they're good thermometers. They really sort of get how the winds should shift and change. And so I at least listen. I'm open to what they have to say. They've been wanting to go back to Mitford now for some long while. They also want Dooley and Lace to get married. They're ardent about this. So we'll see where that leads.
You have a sense of what people want. You obviously also have a sense of what you want and what you want as a novelist and what you want as an artist. And so when creating this entire world, what has that been like of putting it in your image, but being respectful to the ideas of what other people have of as I mentioned in the introduction of this place of saints and sinners?
I wanted to keep a very, very open mind. I didn't want to make, by any means, Father Tim perfect. I don't even know how to make a character perfect. I let the characters pretty much do what they want to do. This character came to me, as all of my characters do. I don't really try to find a character. They just walk in, and I say, okay, let's see where this is going to lead. I first saw him, if you will, in a mental image. He was walking down a village street. I knew he was a priest because he was wearing a collar. I didn't know his name. I had written two or three chapters of that first book before I really began to know his full name. So I like to get to know my characters. I want them to be authentic, and I also like to be surprised. Carl Sandburg said, no surprise in the author, no surprise in the reader. And you can carry that through with tears and laughter and everything else. If I can get it and it's authentic to me, then I feel that whatever it is will be authentic to the reader.
So let's talk about Father Tim for a moment. In this novel, he is feeling a bit unsettled and a few years into retirement in his 70s and trying to make peace with this new life of his.
He misses his flock. He has supplied pulpits. In fact, he did a whole year's stint at the Outer Banks and then another one in the mountains. So he's worked. He's been working. He's supplied pulpits hither and yon. But something was missing for him. There's some deep core a connection, which would be having his own flock. So when he's offered that by the bishop, he turns it down. Now, this surprised me, I have to tell you. But actually what he found is something I feel far more engaging and perhaps even more deeply healing than a stint in the pulpit.
And there's a great line in here of where he's ultimately trying to figure out what retirement is for. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these characters are trying to figure out that eternal question is, why are we put on this earth and what is life all about? Mm-hmm. What is the meaning?
Yeah. Well, believe me, I'm not sure that I absolutely understand the answer to that. But perhaps my own wrestle with that profound question is reflected in my work. I do think that connection with other human beings is a very vital and healthy part of the answer to that question. I believe God wants us to. He is constantly in connection with us and wanting to have connection with us. And, you know, we're made in his image. So I think we inherited that DNA from our maker. It's important to be in community. I think it's what everybody wants. They really do want to be somewhere safe with somebody good. And we can find that sometimes, perhaps not always, in community with others.
What I love about Mitford, what I love about the places that you set these books is that there is a fairy tale way about them, the way they're portrayed, but they're very real places with very real problems, and much like the towns that we live in, Mitford certainly hasn't been spared the realities of life.
Right, right. And that's important. We really, it wouldn't be much to offer without those realities. So we have diabetes and child abuse and a great variety of things that hurt and make us better.
What do you hope now for the series? Will you stay around Mitford for a while?
Yes, I really want to. Perhaps not right in the town itself, more like 20 miles out in the country, but always with a connection back to Mitford. You know, people have to run in from the country and go to town. So it's not that Mitford will vanish, but Mitford, we're ready to pass the torch to the next generation, and I'm excited about it. That's what I'm working on right now. I'm dead center of a novel with the next generation. But Father Tim is very much alive and always will be. He will not die on my watch because, after all, why kill the goose that lays the golden egg?
Jen Caron is the author of the new novel, Somewhere Safe with Somebody Good. It's a new Mitford novel. It is published by Putnam. Jen Caron, it's always a delight and pleasure to have you on the program. Best of luck.
Have fun with you. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Again, the title of the book, Somewhere Safe with Somebody Good. It's published by Putnam. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.